The lending rib is less than 8% that they take in the bank. So one of the Gdolim thought that that can maximum only be an Issa Derabbanan, won't be an Issa Deraisas. And the Tshuva is Galya Masechta, he says he thinks that that's ridiculous. It doesn't make a difference whether the Malva is a loan shark or the Lova is pleading of the Malva that he should do him a favor and lend him in a smaller amount of ribis. It's still an Issa Deraisas. Chaim Voloshiner, in his commentary on Pirkei Avos, comments on the Mishnah there, how Shloshet Barim Ha'olam Amid, in the first parak, Al HaTorah V'Al HaAvoid, V'Al Gmilas Chasodim, that Koyde Matan Torah, Avoid HaKrovus HaKrabonis existed as an independent Amud, the three Amudim that the world keeps going because of that, and Gmilas Chasodim also existed independently. You could bring whatever kind of Amud you would like to, Koyde Matan Torah, and Gemilas Chasodim, such a case where the loiva comes and he pleads with the malva, lend me $1,000 for less than the bank is going to charge. That would be a mitzvah. Gemilas Chasodim. After the Torah was given, so not only does the Torah have to be al pi haTorah, the avoda the hakrovus hakrabonah has to be al pi haTorah, and the Gemilas Chasodim has to be al pi haTorah. That would constitute the prohibition of ribis derais. The Gemara says that, in addition, the Gemara says that the violation of ribis is even before you collect it. Let's say I have my own bank, and when the tellers lend out money, they always have to charge interest. So it's known as Shechter's bank, and I lend, and a Jew comes and he borrows money. So I tell a Jew privately that when you fill out the form and you borrow the money, you have to promise to pay the interest. But in the end, I'm going to give it back to you. In the end, I'm not going to collect it from you. So the Gemara says, Shuma Milsehi, when you lend the money and your coach says he make up that he's going to have to pay ribis, even if Libesof you never collect it, that's already a violation. Or even if you give it back, ribis almanas lahachzir is also an Issa deraisa. The Mishnah says towards the end of Perik, Ezeo Neshech, it's a self-contained Perik. The dinim of ribis are not connected to anything else. So everything is made eibay. So the Mishnah says towards the end of the perek that not only is the malva in violation of the isa ribis, the lova is in violation, and the edim and the sofer, let's say the lawyer who draws up the papers, and the secretary who types the papers, the sofer, and the edim who sign on the document that he's lending the ribis, they're all in violation of the prohibition of ribis. Even if Lebesov, he never collects the ribis. The Issa ribis deraisa is only derech halvoy. If I lent you, let's say, $1,000, and then I'm kotzitz, I make up in advance that you pay me at the end of the year, you pay me $1,000 plus $10 extra. So that's ribis deraisa. The Gemara even says it's ribis deraisa. Neshech kesef, neshech choychon, neshech kol dobra sheyishach. Very often when it says the word Dover and the Chumash, the Tanoi make a drasha dibur. La yirabucha erbaz Dover, so the Gemara has a drasha erbaz dibur. You're not allowed to talk nivol peh. And here also it says, v'zed var haratzeach, so the Gemara says, v'zed dibur haratzeach, that if a person killed b'shegig and has to run away to the Ori Mikla, they want to be mechabed him, because he was a prominent personality before, so he has to sell him, he has to tell him, ratzeach ani, v'zed var hashmito dibur. That when the loiva comes to pay back the money to the mal has to say mishamatani. It's a mitzvah of diba. So here it also says neshach kesef, neshach echel, neshach kol dover, asher yishach. So the Gemara has a drasha neshach dibur. That ribis dvarim is also deraisa. So let's say I'm a very lonely person and nobody ever talks to me and I feel very depressed, I'm very sad. So I say I'm going to lend you $1,000 on the understanding that at the end of the year you pay me back $1,000. And then every good Shabbos to me. And you never used to say good Shabbos to me. So that's an Issa deraisa of ribis dvarim. If I lend you the money, and then because I never made up in advance that you have to say good Shabbos to me every week, and then you say on your own, that's only ribis derabon, because there was no ketzitza. The Issa ribis deraisa is only if there was a ketzitza b'shasa halvor. So the pashtus and the Gemara, the way we paskan in the Shulchan Aruch, the Ritva doesn't agree to this pashtus and the Gemara is, that ribis deraisa is only if it's derech halvo, if it's derech mecher, let's say I sell you an automobile, and I say the automobile costs $40,000. If you pay today, you pay $40,000. If you want to pay on installments a little bit every month, it's going to cost $42,000, because every month you pay a little bit. So we assume that that's only ribbis derabbanan. That's not ribbis deraisa. Ribbis derabbanan, there are different categories of ribbis derabbanan. The Pashto says that there's the one category, ribbis deraisa, that's called ribbis ketsutso. And then you have two or possibly three categories of ribbis derabbanan. You have avak ribbis, then you have mechziki ribbis is lower, then you have haramas ribbis. Avak ribbis is, let's say, that example. I sell you an automobile, and I say, if you pay today, it's $40,000. Pay on installments, it's $42,000. So that's avak ribbis. So avak ribbis, ribbis ketsutso, the Gemara has a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. Usually we paskin ein halacha ketalmid b'makom harav until the days of Abai Barabba. Then we say hilchos kebasra, we paskin like the later generations, because they considered everything that the earlier generation said and they decided against them. So the din should have really been like Rabbi Yochanan. But here the Gemara says no, we paskin like Rabbi Elazar. The ribbis ketsutso is yotze b'dayonim. Means, let's say, if I lent you $1,000 and I said at the end of the year, I expect an extra $100, I expect you to give me back $1,100. So that's ribbis ketsutso. So you're mechayev to give it back. That's according to the Ramban, that's counted as a separate mitzvah in the minyan mitzvahs. You have to give back the ribbis. And if you don't want to pay it back, ribbis ketsutso is yotze b'dayonim. I'll go to a din Torah and the bezim will force you to give me back the extra dollars that I pay you. So that's ribbis ketsutso. You got abak ribbis, so then it's not yotze b'dayonim, the Gemara says, and Tosfos has a machlokes whether b'bolotzo sidei shamayim are you mechuyev b'dinei shamayim to pay it back or not. You accept the opinion of Shulchan Aruch is that yes, that b'bolotzo sidei shamayim you are mechuyev to give it back. Then the Ramban and the Melchamis points out, based on Gemaris, and Ramban and Melchamis and Perkaz and Eshech, that there's a lower level of ribbis that's called mechziki ribbis. It's a marisite of ribbis. It isn't even ribbis derabbanan. So there, even b'bolotzo sidei shamayim, you're not mechuyev to give it back. And the Ramah quotes this halacha l'maisa. He said the Ramah writes a ribbis mukdemes or ribbis mucheres is only mechziki ribbis. It isn't even abak ribbis. So afil b'bolotzo sidei shamayim not mechuyev. Take for example, I lent you. You want to go into business and I lent you $50,000. And it was such a chesed. You made $1 billion because I lent you $50,000. You made $1 billion. So you're a multi-billionaire now. So then you want to do me, so at the end of the year, you pay me back, the end of the 5 years, whatever the loan was, pay me back the $50,000. And you're so appreciative. A year later, you give me a major matana. So that's considered ribbis mucheres. If you just give me a birthday gift, and in the past, sometimes he gave me birthday gift. If it's obvious that it's because of the loan, we never had a shaychus with each other. And it's obvious that it's because of the loan, or it's a major matana. So obviously, it's because of the loan. So then it's ribbis mocheres. Stam, he sent me shalach manis. A minor, not very elaborate, not $1,000 shalach manis. A $2 shalach manis. So that's not called ribbis mocheres. But if he gives it... if he gives the ribbis mocheres, if he gives back the $50,000... and together with it, he says, and here's an extra $5,000 because I made billions based on yours. So that's mamish abak ribbis. That's abak ribbis. But if it's ribbis mocheres, he gives the matana at a later date. So if it's not bolit, if it's not niker, he gives a plain shalach mana. So that's mutter. But if he gives a major shalach mana, so he gives a wedding anniversary gift, he's not so friendly with me. He never celebrated my wedding anniversary. He gives me a birthday party. He has no shaykh at a birthday party. So a birthday matana. So then it's ribbis mecheres. So Ramah writes, ribbis mecheres is only mechziki ribbis. Afilu b'balot says deshmaim, you're not mechayev to give it back. You shouldn't have taken it in the first place, but you're not mechayev to give it back. Sometimes he'll send me the ribbis into, he'll wire the ribbis into my bank account. So it already landed. I already have it. So am I mechayev to give it back? Not a question. I shouldn't have taken it in the first place. He wired the money into my bank account. So if it's avak ribbis, but b'bolot sidei shamayim, you should give it back. And it was only mechziki ribbis. The Ramah quotes that Ramban. Afilu b'bolot sidei shamayim, you're not mechuyev to give it back. Ribbis mukdem is also like that. Let's say, I give you a matana in advance, because I want to butter you up. I give you a major matana in advance. Let's say, I give you a very elaborate shalach manas, and then the next day I come and I ask you for a loan. So it's obvious, put two and two together, obviously he gave him the matan yesterday in order to butter him up. So that's only a mechziki ribis. That's also from the Rabbanan, but afila b'volos shel shemayim, he's not mechuyev to give it back.
So he's over on the ribis if the other one is mekabel, or it doesn't matter? He's already over on the ribis, or even if the other one says, I don't want it, take it back?
Who the?
The giver.
I mean, I lent you $50,000, and then you give me, more. You give me back $51,000.
Giving is this, or
the giving is the
with the agreement that you accept. If you give it back, if you refuse it, am I going to the ribbis?
No, if I didn't accept it, so I'm not. So you're not over. But if you gave it to me and I did accept it, or you wired it into my bank account, so it landed by me already, so I already have it. So then we're both in. Then you're a violation of ribbis. The Mishnah says that the loiv is also a violation of these ribbis. There are more paskins like the Rosh. This is Negel HaLocha. The Chabon, there are more paskins like the Rosh. The Rosh has a raif in the Gemara that the Isser, that the loiv is in violation of the Isser. Why should the loiv be in violation of the Isser? Obviously, it's not an Isser bin Adam Lachavera. If it's an Isser bin Adam Lachavera, he can be Moichel. He learned the Gemara in Ksubis, Daf Mem, Amar Aleph. Whenever there's an Aver bin Adam Lachavera, so the Chavera can be Moichel. So the fact that the loiva is not allowed to be moichel indicates that this is an isa b'aram lamokim. What kind of an isa b'aram lamokim? So the Jewish people is considered like a big club. The word ribis, spelled resh beis yud tov, the same letters as bris. The Avnei Nezer has a long section that's called kuntris bris achim. He has comments on Shulchan Aruch Yerideya, practically sif by sif, and hilchas ribis. And he quotes every major Shita Mukubetzis that there is in the Perek. I said before that Perek HaZeh Neshech is separate from the rest of Shas. Usually in Noshem Azik and everything is interconnected. And Moed, there are things interconnected. Ribbis is not connected to anything. Ribbis stands alone, Perek HaZeh Neshech. So Abdenezer tries to make it connected. So he tries to explain some of the difficult dinim. There are a lot of difficult dinim. Hilchas Ribbis, Ribbis Deraisa, Ribbis Derabonim. Tries to explain them by giving Mesholim from other areas of Halacha. He has a whole fantastic kuntris that's called brisach. So the idea of ribbis is bein odom lamokim. In what way that the Jewish people are like a club, and we're not supposed to. One of the rules of the club is supposed to treat each other like brothers brisachim. And if you charge ribbis, it's as if you're treating the other person as if he's a stranger. It's supposed to be brothers. So this is only on ribbis deraisa. On ribbis derabanan, the aver is only bein odom lachavero. But even so. The Rosh has a Gemara that the loiva cannot be Moichel. The loiva will be in violation of Lifnei Iver if he allows, let's say, a ganav is breaking into my house, and I let him break in. I could easily call the police and prevent it, and I don't bother to. So I would be in violation. It's not right that I should be Moichel. I would be in violation of Lifnei Iver if I allow him to ganav from me. So here also, the Gemara says that the loiva who pays the ribbis the rabbanon is in violation of Lifnei Iver. So they were coolest based on that the Isa ribbis the rabbanon has only been Adam Mahavera, and therefore the whole Isa on the part of the loiv is only Lifnei Iver. If the Malva Ben Kovaka is going to violate the Isa, then there's no Lifnei Iver. So they're coolest and Achreina based on that. So again, there's ribbis deraisa, that's called ribbis ketsutsa, that's if you were koitzitz b'shas ha-halvoa. That's an Issa Deraisa. Then there are three levels of Ribbis Derabbanan. It's interesting, if you look here, in the Yerideya, right after Hilchas Ribbis, so they have a whole commentary that's called Plesei Hamado. Somebody found a Ksav Yad from Rabbi Yitzchak Eibishitz, and he elaborated on it, and he added more. So in the introduction to the Plesei Hamado, it's called Klola Deribisa, he lists off these four different categories. Aleph is ribbis deraisa, then he has avak ribbis, then he has mechziki ribbis, then he has haromas ribbis, and he tells you the differences. That ribbis deraisa is yotze b'dayonim, avak ribbis is not yotze b'dayonim, bezim will not force the malvah to return the ribbis, but b'balotz yisidei shemayim should give it back. Mechziki ribbis, afilu b'balotz yisidei shemayim, the Ramah quotes this mulchamas, you're not mechiv to give back. And then, according to some Rishonim, there's a fourth category, third category, Ribbis Derabbanan, Haramas Ribbis. You're not allowed to set up such a system. But once you set it up, once you did the Haram, it's even with it to collect it. The example the Gemara has is the following. Somebody just called me the other day, around 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, and he wanted me to lend him $50,000, and he's going to pay me ribbis. I say, not allowed to take ribbis. No. He spoke to the world's greatest expert in Hilchus ribbis, and he tells me the following is mutter. And then when I went to the bank to take out the $50,000, as I was walking, I realized that's exactly what the Gemara calls Aromas ribbis. So I called him back, and I said, it can't be that that's mutter. That's a beferish Gemara. It's like this. He said he owns his own home. So he says, I should give him $50,000, not as a loan. I should buy $50,000 worth of his home. His home is worth more than $50,000, much more. I should buy $50,000 of his home. And then he's going to buy it back for me for $55,000. But he's not going to pay me back the money right now. He's going to pay me back the money another 2 years. So in effect, I lent him $50,000 and he's paying me back $55,000. But because I bought his home and I sold back the same percentage of the home to him for $55,000, so the world's greatest expert told me that that's mutter, that there's no issur ribbis. The Gemara says that's exactly what's haramas ribbis. That's what you're not allowed to do. The Gemara's example is like this. You come to me, you'd like to borrow $100. I have $100, but I make believe I don't have. So I say, oh, I'm sorry, I don't have $100 in cash. I tell you what, I have $100 worth of apples. You can sell it and you'll get $100. So I give him the apples, he makes a kinyan, and then he's going to go sell it and he's going to get $100. Then I put my hand in my pocket and say, oh, I just found that I have $100. I knew all along I had $100. I just found that I have $100. I'll tell you what, why should you waste all day long selling $100 worth of apples? I'll save you the tircha. Let me buy back all the apples for $95. So I sold the apples to him for $100 and I bought it back for $95. So in effect, he paid me, I lent him $95 and he paid me $5 ribbis. But because I did a kinyan and he did back a kinyan, so that's how we avoided issur ribbis. So the Gemara said, that's how Ramas ribbis. So there's machlekes, the Rambam and the Rashbo. Some of the Rishonim hold Haramas ribs is only an issur derabanan to set it up. Once you set it up, so then it's even mutter later on to collect $100 lebisaf. So these are the different categories of ribs. Taisus has a Gemara in Ksubis. We didn't get to it yet. It's in the fourth Perek. Taisus has a difficult Gemara in Ksubis. Gemara is very strange. So Taisus says, you see from this Gemara Achidish, that in Hilchas Ribbis, the Gemara seems to be assuming that there is a klal prata klal that teaches us that the only time you have an Issa Ribbis deraisa is if you have Dabba HaMitaltal Begufa Momen. What if I lend you by check? Usually today business is done by checks. Let's say I lend you $50,000 by check. You're going to pay me back $60,000. At the end of 2 years, you're going to pay me back $60,000. So Taisa says that that's Mutam and Atar. A check is Shtaris. A check is not... It's not gufa mammon. There's a question whether paper money is considered gufa mammon or paper money is considered shtaris. So that's there's a contradiction, and we spoke yesterday when we spoke about pinyan aben. There's a contradiction in the tshuva of the Chasam Sefer. It's a discussion in poskim. The Pashtas Rabbi Yitzchak Ohana held in the tshuva that paper money is legal tender. So that's considered kesef. That's not considered shtaris. But the check. It's not gufa mammon. The check means I have a right to draw against YU's account. And then Y has a right to draw against Mr. Jesselson's account. Jesselson has a right to draw against his customer's account. And they have a right to draw against. The whole thing is only in the Luften. There isn't really anything there. So that's called the Dobish. Shtar is called the Dobish and gufa mammon. Usually, Orthodox Jews are careful about dinim derabbanan to the same extent as they observe dinim deraisa. But here there's an afkamina ledina. It says in Shulchan Aruch that tzedakah, if it's a Jewish tzedakah organization, so they're permitted to do ribbis derabbanan. They're not allowed to violate ribbis deraisa. Rabbi Kivege quotes a tshuvas Rashba, where the Rashba has a suffix that maybe even ribbis deraisa is mutter for a tzedakah organization because it's not an individual person. People are Jewish or not Jewish. Institutions or organizations or funds are not human beings. It's not Jewish bechlal. So maybe there's no issur ribbis at all. So we're machmer that ribbis deraisa is also for Jewish tzedakah organization, a shul, a yeshiva, Jewish agency. It's a non-profit organization. It's a tzedakah organization. So we would allow them to take ribbis deraisa. Ribbis deraisa they're not allowed to take. The Jewish agency does take ribbis derabbanan. When someone wants to move to Eretz Yisrael, So they pay for your transportation, and they pay for your the luggage. They pay for moving all of your stuff. So if you move to Eretz Yisrael, they pay for it. Then you move back within 5 years, and then they want their money back. So they tell you this is a loan. If you move back to America within 5 years, it's a loan, and you got to pay interest on the loan. And if you stay in Eretz Yisrael for more than 5 years, then it's a maton. So that's what the Gemara calls tzadechad beribis, means ribis ala tanai. It may turn out to be a halvoa, it may turn out to be a matana. So the Gemara has a machlokes whether that's osir or mutter. We pass on tzadechad beribis is osir, and the Sfasemis holds, it's a question, the pashtus is like the Sfasemis. Sfasemis holds on that Gemara that tzadechad beribis, there is no Sfasemis on Bob Metzir. So where's their Sfasemis? Because the same Gemara appears in Erechin. The Sfasemis on Seder Kochim. So in Erechin, the Sfasemis understands in the Gemara, Tzadecha beribis is also, but it's only also with the Rabban, because you can't call it Kitzutza. How can you say that it's ribis Kitzutza if it's ribis ala tanai? May turn out to be a halvoa, may turn out to be a matona. So it's a, he holds that Tzadecha beribis is only ribis the Rabban. So it's stock organization is permitted to take a ribis the Rabban. Okay, we're going to talk about Iska. We'll have to talk about that. What if, let's say, I have money in a savings account and I'm accumulating interest, and you want me to lend you $10,000? I say, but if I would have left it in the bank, I would have made so much interest. So I'm lending you the money, interest-free, but the amount of money that I would have gotten from the bank as interest from the Goyisha Bank, I want you to donate that to charity. So the Mechaber says that that's ribis deraisa. Why? That's called ribis deraisa midin orev. What is the din of an orev? Orev means a loiva wants to borrow money from the malva, but the malva is afraid. The loiva is a poor man. That's why he's borrowing money. So he's afraid he may not have any money to pay back. So he gets himself, he says, I'm only going to lend you the money if you have an orev, someone, a cosigner, who's going to promise that in the event that the loiva doesn't pay, the Orev will pay. So there is such an institution. The Gemara learns that from Yehuda, Anochi Erevenu. Then the Gemara says you can't learn that from Yehuda, but it's learned out from the Perek and Mishlei. Emarapta l'vayecho, takaita l'zar kapecho, nakashta bir meipicho. A whole discussion, Shlaim HaMelech writes in Mishlei, you should never become an Orev. You should never become an Orev. I know a fellow, a yeshivish guy, he was a single bochi, he was in Eretz Yisrael, and he shared an apartment with another five guys. And one of the other were all Americans, and one of them was a real crook. One of them borrowed the fortune of money from the bank, and he asked if this guy could be a Zarev. So he said, why not? What's the problem? He was a Zarev. Then the other fellow never paid, and he was mechuyev to pay, and he couldn't pay. He had to leave Eretz Yisrael. He had to live in America for the last 10 years. And now he finally moved back to Eretz Yisrael. He made a deal with the bank. He paid part of the money. So the Pasuk says in Mishlei, you should never accept on yourself to become an Orev, because you may have to pay the money at the end of the day. So what is mechayv the orif to pay the money? The loiva is mechayv to pay because of matan mois. The malva lent him the money, so matan mois is mechayv. What's mechayv the orif? So the din is the matan mois that the malva gave to the loiva al pit sivoy ha'orif is considered as if the matan mois was given to the orif. So that's called midin orif. That's how Tosfos understands the din of orif. Ram has a whole different understanding, but the Shulchan Aruch paskens like this thesis. So the Shulchan Aruch says, this case, if I lend you $1,000 and I say, if I would have left it in the bank, I would have made another $50 of interest from the bank, so I'm lending you interest free, but I want you to give a donation of $50 to my favorite charity. So you're giving the $50 to the charity, al pi bakoshasi is considered as if you gave me the $50. So that's considered ribis ketzutza. And it's Yotze B'Dayanim from whom? Not from the charity institution. They didn't do anything wrong. They're not mechuyev to pay back the money. I have to give. You only paid me back $1,000. You made the $50 check out to charity. I have to give you back the $50. I'm left. I don't even get back my Karen. I was such a wise guy. I lent you $1,000 and you should give $50 to Tzedakah. And that's considered Ribis Ketzutz on the Shulchan Aruch. So I'm mechuyev to give you back the money. There's a common situation which people violate the Issa Ribis, let's say a young married couple wants to buy a home and they don't have enough money, and they go to the bank is not going to lend them the money. So let's say they go to their parents. So the parents say, I'll borrow $100,000 from the bank. The father has already established in business, whatever, he has money in the savings account. So I'll borrow $100,000 from the bank, and they make out a check to me, and I give the check to my son, and I say, you take care of all the payments. Here's the whole system. So you have to pay ribis to the bank. So I'm not getting anything. They gave me the check, the bank gave me the check, $100,000, I give the check straight away to my child. And I say, you take care of everything. So the Shulchan Aruch says that that's ribis kitzutza deraisa. Why? Because I borrowed the money from the bank, and then I give the money to my son, and I say, I give him $100,000, and I say, I want you to pay nothing to me. I want you to pay $100,000 plus another $10,000 to the bank according to the payment schedule. So midin orev, that's considered ribis kitzutza deraisa. Unless you hold like that Tosis. We said before, Tosis holds that there's a klal prata klal. The Rashba disagrees with that Tosis. He says there is no such klal prata klal. Tosis only imagined it. Tosis got it based on the Gemara Ksuba, so the Rashba interprets the Gemara differently. So Tosis says that the only time there's ribis kitzutza deraisa, if it's dov hamitalta begufa mamon. The thing that I lent is dov hamitalta begufa mamon. But if I lent them shtaris, if everything is paid, everything is done by shtar. The bank lent me the money by check, and then the children are going to make all the payments by check, they carry them with the ribbons, everything is going to be by check. So then, according to Tosis, the maximum it can be is only going to be a ribbons derabbana, it won't be ribbons deraisa. But it'll still be ribbons derabbana. It'll still be a ribbons derabbana. That'll be avak ribbons. There won't be a merziki ribbons. It's a very common practice that if someone's putting out a book and he needs money to pay for the publication, so he puts an advertisement in the newspaper, so he says, if you pay now, a book is going to come out next year. If you pay in advance, you get this book for $25, and if you pay later, it's going to cost $35. So the Gemara says that that's an Issa Ribis de Rabban. It's not ribis deraisa because there is no halvoah. The $25 is given b'toras the meha mekach, but the mekach is in chal now because the book is a dovish labol yolam. It wasn't printed yet. Their organization, when they sell, I remember years ago they were selling the new tour, new edition of the tour. So that's what they advertise in advance. If you pay in advance, it'll cost you $300. You pay after the tour is already printed, then it'll cost you $400, something like that. So the shaila was, that's an Issa Ribis de Rabbanon. Why is that an Issa Ribis de Rabbanon? Right now the Kinyan doesn't take effect because the Sefer wasn't printed yet. the correct price for the Sefer is really, let's say, if you pay now it's $300, pay later, if it's printed it'll be $400. So the correct price is the $400 when it'll be printed. Now I'm giving you $300, the book doesn't exist yet. So with the Midrabbanan, we consider the $300 is the Wara Halvoa, and he's getting back $400 worth of merchandise because of the fact that he lent him $300 in advance. The same is true, let's say you go to the dentist, and the dentist said, you need a root canal. It's going to take 8 sessions, and it's going to cost $5,000. And if you pay in advance, I'll charge you $4,500. Pay in advance is $400,000. Pay afterwards, it'll be $5,000. So right now, so if the dentist already started treating me, if he charges for the initial checkup, or I already sat the first session by the dentist and I owe him some money already, so then he's in the middle of the work. So then it's permissible. Then it's permissible to do that. But if the dentist didn't do anything yet, he just looked at me and that's free of charge, and he tells me, if you want, I'll do the job for you. And he's not going to start till next Wednesday. He's not going to start today. I don't owe him a penny yet. And he makes such a deal. If you pay in advance, it'll be $4,500. Pay lachar ma'aseh, it'll be $5,000. So then the Gemara says, then Tosis points out based on the Gemara, that would be an issur ribis d'rabbanan.
So what about a store that has a sale on Sfarim or whatever it may be, and they ran out, and they can only deliver it in a week on that safer? Would that be the Darshan Malach? there?
They have a sale on Svarim.
This week, let's say, and only if you buy it this week, but they're out of stock, so they can only send it to you. They can only send it to you at a later date.
No, I think the only time there's an issa ribis deraisa, ribis derabanan, is if the extra is being given a pay because of schar hamtonas hamoes, because of the fact that there's a delay. If they would have the book, they would give it to you today. Some people bought the sefer, the book. They have it available today. They're not giving you extra because of the fact that the book is on sale this week. Not giving you extra, not giving you a break because you paid in advance. If you would have had the book, they would have charged you the same thing. The same amount. That there's no element of aganeta there. The only time there's an issa ribis deraisa is rabbanon, is when there's an element of aganeta. Let's say my father asked me to go shopping for him to buy him a sefer. My father loves me, so I tell him this sefer cost $9.50. So he gives me $15. That's an issa ribis. Not an issa. My father loves me. He gives me matanas all the time. My father's not alive anymore, but. If he gives the extra, it's not because of the hamtanas, it's not because I laid out money for him. He always gives me matanas. He always likes to give me matanas. So I feel uncomfortable. So if I did a taiva for him, so he gives me a little extra. There's no element of hamtanas amos there.
And early bird specials, but is that a problem as well? Early bird specials on events, something like that. If you sign up for the event at a certain point,
yeah.
That's a problem?
Yeah, that is a problem, yeah.
It's an organization.
If it's a tzedakah organization, then it's only ribis derabanan, then it's muti. Yeah, let's say yeshiva says, or you have a summer camp. If the summer camp is a private camp, and the money goes to private people, and they say whoever signs up, whoever pays in advance, gets it for less. Whoever pays later charges more. So the correct price is for later. And the guy paid in advance before the whole camp nothing began yet. So that's considered midrabanan like a halvoa, and then they're going to give you services that are worth more than what you gave them. So that's a ribis derabanan. Yeah, the Gemara talks about svarim. What if, let's say, I bought this tour? The Maisa, I remember when my sister got married, so my father bought this tour for my brother-in-law, and there was a shiloh of the ribis. They said if you pay in advance, it's so much. If you pay later, it's going to be more. So we said jokingly, well, we're not so sure that they're going to print the whole set. That's what happened. They never printed the whole set of the tours. So you lost money on the deal. You didn't make any extra money. They never printed the whole full set of the tours. If it would be, that was a private person, if it would be a stock organization, then it would be muta. Yeah. What if a person rents a house? What if a person rents a house And the landlord says, if you pay in the beginning, strictly speaking, you only have to pay the rent at the end of the month. That's alpi halacha. So what if the landlord says, if you pay in advance, I'll charge you less? So if he already moved into the house, so then we say that the landlord is giving him a hanacha. You don't say that he gave him a loan. But let's say I want to rent a bungalow in the mountains for next summer. At the end of this summer, I want to rent the same bungalow for next summer. So the balabas says, the landlord says, if you pay me the money now, I'll charge you less. If you wait till next summer, I'll charge you more. So if the landlord is allowing me to leave my things there, I leave my sheets there and some games and some whatever, a basketball or something, so I'm renting already, I'm using the bungalow in the winter time also, I'm storing my things there, so the schivus already began now, so then it would be mutter. But if I'm absolutely not using it all, they rent it out in the winter time to skiers, I'm not going to use it at all in the winter time. I'm not leaving anything there, just that the landlord says, if you pay in advance, then I'll give you a hanocha, so then it will be awesome with the rabbanon. It'll only be mutter if I'm already beginning, like the dentist already started treating the patient. So then you're paying at an earlier stage. So then it's a hanocha. Then the dentist is giving you a hanocha. But then there's no issa ribis derabanan. You want to say something?
Is there no difference if the seller is the one who sets the price versus the standard price for it? Like, because the seller could technically give you the item at that price when he has it also, if he wants to.
If what happened?
Let's say after they print the set of the tours, the printer could decide to give it to you for the lower price if you want to. It's up to him. There's no market price for it.
Okay.
So that doesn't matter. He doesn't have the ability to do that before it's printed, just like you could do it after it's printed.
No, if he gives two different prices. If he said, let's say, I come and I want to buy an automobile. So if it says on the sign, this automobile costs $40,000, and then I say, well, I can't pay now, I have to pay on installments, then he says, then it'll be $42,000, you got to pay over 2 years. So that's Ribbis Derabbanan. But let's say he looks, I come to the store, it doesn't say how much the automobile is, nothing big stuff. He sizes me up, he knows I can't pay him $40,000 now. So he says it'll be $42,000, and the payment schedule is like this. So if there's no contrast between what the price would have been if I would have paid now, what the price will be if I'm going to pay on installments, then it's not Ribbis Derabbanan. Then he said the price is $42,000. But if there's a sign that says it's $42,000, he tells me, if you pay now, it's $40,000. Pay on installments, it's $42,000. Then it's an Issa Ribbis Derabbanan.
The local printer could decide to charge you less if you give it Monday and Tuesdays. Sometimes when I've gone there, they've requested that I pay them up front. And they wouldn't be providing the service until after I pay them. If they requested the money up front, and it was a lower price than what they would normally charge, would that be in a service, or based on what you were saying?
I mean, they only charge... It's only on Monday and Tuesdays,
so
and they only charge less.
You offer the special, and at least some of the times that I've been there, they've required that I pay up front in order to receive the special.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. You got to think about that.
Is it owned by Jews?
What?
Is it owned by Jews?
Oh, they're owned by God, so it wouldn't be.
But if it would be a Jewish store, what would
it be? It would be a Jewish store, I guess.
I don't know. You got to think about it. It's not in the Ger Ladina. Okay, you got to think about it. Okay. Moshe Feinstein has a famous tshuva, which many dispute. Moshe has a chiddush that if the loiver, the one who's borrowing the money, is a corporation, which means that there's limited liabilities, he never accepts on himself shibud aguf, he only accepts a shibud nechasim, like I put my money in a Jewish bank. So the owner of the bank is Jewish, the bank is an institution, the bank is a corporation, so it's not Jewish, not a guy, it's not a person. So since there's no Shibra Guv, so Ramosha thinks that there's no Issa Ribis at all. No Ribis Deraisa, no Ribis Derabbanan. Many others agree with Ramosha that there's no Ribis Deraisa, but they say based on the Tosfos and the end of Perek Hazon Eshech, that there should be an Issa Ribis Derabbanan. So in Eretz Yisrael, they're machmer on that, because the Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael held like the Tosfos. I don't know, Ramosha knew Hilchos Ribis very well. So I don't know why Ramosha says that, but that's his opinion, that a Jewish bank borrows money and they pay interest in the savings account, so he thinks that that's Heter Gomer. But if the Jewish bank is lending money to Jews, then there will be an Issa Ribis. The Gemara has a klal, lo yosa ter li ribis habo miad leva li ad malva. So the case in the Gemara is like this. I'm very wealthy, and someone wants to borrow $100,000 from me. I'm not so keen about lending him the money. So someone else comes to me, and he says, here's a matana, $100. Do the guy a teva, lend him the $100,000. So is that an Issa Ribis? Is that Ribis Mugdemis? He gave me $100, a third party gave me $100 that I should lend $100,000 to this fellow. I'm going to get back the $100,000, and I'm going to walk off with an extra $100. The Gemara says that's not a problem. They also tell the Ribis Abom, Yad Loiva Liad Malva. The Loiva didn't give the extra money to me, the third party gave it. If the end of the day the Loiva is going to reimburse the third party, then it says in Shulchan Aruch that you're not allowed to. The Gemara says, if the Loiva is not going to reimburse the third party gives me. They also tell the Ribis Abom, Yad Loiva Liad Malva. So there's a Mordechai in Perek Hazon Eshech quotes that they say the name of Rashi. That if a Jew lent money to another Jew, beribis, so he violated an aver. There's an aver le sesim rolam neshech, shum and milsi, you're not allowed to charge ribis. even if you don't collect it. Then when you collect it, there's an additional isa. Al tikach mita neshech v'sabes. When you collect the ribis, that's an additional avera. So what if when it comes time to collect it, the malva sends a shliach to the loive to collect the money? So the Mordechai quotes this Tshuvas Rashi that since Larsa Torah Ribis Abomi Ad Loive Liad Malva, here the money is not given from the Loive to the Malva, is given to the Shliach. Nu, so the Shliach is a Shluch Shalom Kemos, Ein Shlich Ledvar Aver. So since Ein Shlich Ledvar Aver, this is Ribis Shene Bomi Ad Loive Liad Malva, so therefore it's Mutter. There's no violation of him. So in Shulchan Aruch, we assume that it's a Talmud Toya. The one who said this in the Emor Rashi didn't get it straight. This is not the first generation, but we have Talmidim who say over things wrong in the name of the Rabbeim. And in the days of Rashi also, they said over things that Rashi never said in the days of Rashi. It's not true, Rashi never said. So some of the Achrayim want to say, this Alpi Pash, this is wrong. Some Achrayim want to say that Min HaTorah is right, that the only time there's a prohibition of Ribis is if it's Liad Loive Liad Malve. And if you have a middleman, if you have... I have a bank. I own the bank. All the money is my money. And I have tellers who are working near the bank. So they're lending money. They're lending my money to Jews, and then they're collecting the money back from the Jews. So since I didn't touch it with my own hands, the tellers are doing the work for me. So that's not a violation of Ribis Derais. It's only Ribis Derabanan. And Bidderabanan, the Gemara has a machlekes, but the Yesh Brera, Arein Brera. So the different opinions are we passing la aloche. So the accepted opinion is that with respect to dinim deraisa ein brera, with respect to dinim rabbanon yesh brera. So some of the Achrenim say like this: let's say there's a bank which is on b'shut for Jews and non-Jews alike, and a Jew wants to borrow money beribus from the bank. So Moshe's whole heta only was if the bank is borrowing money, the bank is allowed to pay ribus on the savings accounts. So what if the bank is lending me? So that's a Dera Moshe said that's an Issa Deraisa. If it's a Jewish bank, it's an Issa Deraisa. So one of the Achrayim has like this. One Achrayim for 100 years ago has like this. That since the money is not being loaned nor collected by the Jewish shutif in the bank himself, the tellers are doing it. So he's dealing with only Ribis the Rabbana, because they also tell the Ribis Abom Yad Levili Ad Malva. And with respect to dinim derabbanan, once you knock it down to the level of a derabbanan, on the rabbanan, you say yesh brera. So you say the Jews are, when a Jew borrows money from the bank, he's borrowing the goy's money. When the goy borrows money, he's borrowing the Jew's money. That's called yesh brera. That's not true, but that's what one of the gedolim said. That's called yesh brera, but the rabbanan yesh brera, so it's mutar. So the pashta says that the whole thing is not correct. Lo yosu tal ribis abom yad lo yavi amaba doesn't mean that. It just means if the third party gives me $100, that I should butter me up, that I should lend him $100,000. No, we say ribis at all. But it's not that it lowers the level of ribis. If I do, I de shliach. It doesn't lower the level. And yesh brer ibid rabbanon only goes lacha chaluka. If you have shutfim and they divide it up. So you say yesh brer ibid rabbanon. But calls man, they remain shutfim. It's not trying to say yesh brer over there. The what? Yeah. No, that's if they said so lechatchila when they became shutfim. They said we want to buy this shop together b'shutfis, so that business belongs to the nochri for Shabbos. Let's say the nochri is a 1/7 shutf. It has to be more than 1/7 because yontif also. So let's say the nochri is going to be 15% shutf. Jew is going to be 85% shutif. So we say, all the business, all the revach from Shabbos and Yontif is part of your 15%. So if the nature of the business is such that they keep records, how much money was earned on any given day, and it's shaykh to calculate it, they can call in an accountant, and they can calculate how much money was made, how much revach was made on Shabbos and Yontif, and how much on the other days. So then, such a situation... So the Jew is not in violation of Schar Shabbos, not in violation of Malach on Shabbos. The business belongs to the Goy on Shabbos. Yeah, because they made up Lechatchila. The Shabbos and Yontif, the rep belongs to the Goy. So even if Lebesof later on, they don't want it, it's going to cost a lot of money to pay an accountant to make a whole calculation. Even if later on they don't make the calculation, they just decide they'll give the guy 15%, but I'm a ramen. He won't bother to make the calculation. Maybe the guy's entitled to more, maybe he's entitled to less. If you're really going to figure out Shabbos and Yom Tov, how much money they made. So as long as theoretically you could have made the calculation, then it's mutter. Yeah, because there they made up in advance. The business belongs to the guy for Shabbos and Yom Tov. But over here, if they still shoot him, the Pashta says that that's not called the Yesh B'eri B'derabban. The Pashta says that that Heter is not really correct. Yeah, we have an Iska, and then there's a Heter Iska. Iska means, let's say I give $100,000 to someone who's in investment, and he invests it for me. So it's not a halvor. I'm not lending him the money. He's getting paid a salary to invest my money. So the money that he invests me, sometimes the investment goes up, sometimes it goes down. So when it goes up, so it's my money that went up. It goes down, it's my money that went down. So if it happens, if he's an intelligent investor, and he does b'chachma, and I'm paying him to do that for me, so that's not an isa ribis, that's mamash an iska. So in iska, there's no isa ribis. Then we have what we call a heter iska. Heter iska means you want to really borrow $100,000, and you want to do with it whatever you want to do. So I said, then I can't, but $100,000, you're going to have it for 5-10 years. So if I would have left it in a savings account, I would have made interest at Goyish Bank. So I tell you, I'm not going to lend you $100,000. I'm going to give you $100,000. I want you to invest it wisely in such a way that I should make a lot of profit. So you say you're going to see to it that I you're going to invest it in such a way I'm going to get 5% profit on all of my investment, and all the rest goes to you, all the rest of the profit goes to you because of your chachma, because you're reading all the newspapers and you're calculating where to invest my money. Yeah, but what happens if it goes down? What if the investment goes down? I want to be secure that I'm going to get back all of my money. So we say, and if you claim that the investment went down, I don't have to believe you. Only if you swear on a Sefer Torah that it went down, so then I have to believe you. So then later on, let's say, if it will go down, so you have an option, you can swear on a Sefer Torah and say that it went down in value, the investment went down, and therefore you can't even pay me back my keren. But religious Jews avoid swearing a shvu even al ha'emes. So you'll say later on, I'd rather pay you Karen with the 5% revach that I was supposed to make you, rather than to have to swear. So that's called a heteriska. That's a harama. That's a heteriska. I'm really lending him $100,000, and he's really paying me interest. But because we formulated in such a way, I'm asking you to invest wisely my money. I'm giving you $100,000 to invest for me, and I want you to invest it intelligently. So it depends what is he going to do with the money. So if you give a student loan, the school gives a student loan to pay for his tuition. So the money's going down the drain. You know he's not taking the money to invest it somewhere. Or the yeshiva is borrowing money, someone is borrowing money for haspakas ha-talmidim, to buy food for the talmidim, or to buy svarim, or to buy books. Someone's going to college and needs money. He needs $300 to buy all the books. So he borrows money to buy the books. So you can't say he's lending him, he's giving him money he shouldn't invest it. He's not investing it. We know money's going down the drain. He's going to buy books. He's paying for a tuition or something. So there's not trying to make a heter risk on that. That's how the Achrenim say. The risk only is, but I don't know what he's doing with the money. And he said he's going to invest it wisely for me. So then if he'll say later on that he doesn't want to swear that the investment went down and he would rather pay instead, okay. So then he's paying in order not to have to swear. So this is known as heter risk. So this was always debated. Is this harama proper or not? Is it right to write through such a harama? So there's a story that's told during the lifetime of the Vilna Gaon. The Dayan in Vilna had a dream that one of the wealthy Balabatim passed away. One of the Balabatim passed away. That was real. That wasn't a dream. But the Dayan had a dream that he came to him in a dream and he's all green. He looks yellow. He looks awful. He's sick. And he asked him, what's the matter? So he says, they got him on ribbis. He's suffering in Gehenna because of ribbis. They said, what do you mean ribbis? You didn't have a heteriska. So the Balabas says, yeah, the Bezen Shalmata holds from the heteriska. The Bezen Shalmata doesn't recognize heteriska. So the Dayan told over this story to the people. So the Vilna Gaon used to tell it over in the name of the Dayan. And he said, you should really avoid hateriska, and if you really can't avoid it, you really get stuck. So at least in Yom HaNaroim season, you should be machmen not to rely on hateriska. He said, what's Yom HaNaroim? Starting from Rosh Chodesh Elul till after Simchas Torah. It's very difficult for people in business. So this is always a sticky issue. Whether it's right to rely on hateriska, it's really shvacha mais. Okay, we really only scratched the surface. There are many more details in Hilchos Ribbis, but maybe next time. Okay.